This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Lots to discuss as usual, particularly after a weekend. That's right. Lots of Democrat chaos happening. Some easily predictable. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, everybody. TheKevinJacksonShow.com, 844-551-8255, if you want to give me a buzz. Yeah, predictable. Easily predictable. Leftists. Welcome to the Kevin killing each other, black leftists in particular. Black leftists love killing each other, particularly on the weekends. It's almost for sport. They talk about cops hunting blacks. Shoot, it's a sport to watch other black people go after black folks. I watch too many cop shows. If you wanted to ridicule it, you could if it weren't so sad.
They talk about cops hunting blacks.
Black folks killing each other. And when they're not killing each other, you know who they're killing? Non-leftists like us. You got a flat on the side of the road, you killed.
Sad.
You know, your car breaks down in the wrong neighborhood, you killed.
And when they're not,
it doesn't matter. You know, going into shopping for Christmas, you're killed in the parking lot. Doesn't matter.
Got a flat on the side.
They're looking for you. Do you think we're out there hunting?
Your car breaks down.
Conservatives, we're out there looking for people, looking for trouble.
It doesn't matter.
You know, your parents are warning you now. Don't you be out there looking for trouble. And we took it to heart. We were like, oh, shoot. I'm going to avoid trouble. I'm going to stay out of these bad neighborhoods.
Looking for trouble.
You know, I'm going to stay away from them fast girls.
Well,
your parents are warning you.
Well, I didn't do that all the time.
But you know what I'm saying? You try to avoid trouble.
Oh, shoot.
I'm going to avoid trouble.
No, they do exactly
what they've been trained to do.
I'm going to stay away from them
black leftists.
Oh, Kevin's getting racial.
He's
going to
make some people mad. A dude got fired the other day because he called Michelle Obama a colored girl or something like that.
What they've been trained to do.
I knew that was a white boy.
Leftist.
I will call you colored in a minute.
People matter, dude.
These colored folks. These colored black folks. Leftists. Attack dogs of the Democrats.
Like that.
Yeah.
Oh, Kevin.
I knew that was a white boy.
You're
going to
get in trouble.
Then fire me.
I will call you colored in a minute.
I got some. Here, I want to go after the white folks, too. What about these white boys? These crackers.
Dogs
out there. Antifa crackers.
Yeah.
Antifa KKK crackers.
You're going to get in trouble.
Then fire me. Put some Velveeta cheese on those crackers and see how that goes down.
What about these white boys? These crackers out there.
Democrats got their attack dogs out there killing you. When they're not attacking you at the low levels, they attack you at the high level.
Hillary Clinton.
Put some Velveeta cheese on those crackers and see how that goes down.
They plot.
They plot to take out Trump. They plot to take you out.
When they're not attacking,
what are we going to talk about today? I'm going to talk about these plots.
At the high level.
But I'm going to talk about how, sadly for them,
Clapper all of them, they attack.
They plot.
Things didn't go the way they planned.
They plot to take out Trump. They
I
want to
do a post-mortem on this convention.
What are we going
to
talk about today? I'm going to talk about
what they call a convention. It was a freak show.
Sadly for them,
I'm going to tell you, I've watched some
things go the way they planned.
The movies.
I want to do a
whole lot of other stuff before I found religion the way I needed to.
And I'll tell you this.
Freak show.
Everything I've ever seen. It didn't look as ugly.
I'm going to tell you.
It did not look as ugly as that Democrat convention.
The movies.
And these people out of other stuff.
It was a poison pill.
It was like
the way I needed
such a bitter pill to swallow.
Everything I've ever seen.
About,
it didn't look as ugly. It did not look as ugly as that Democrat convention.
Terrible.
These people were.
It was
a poison pill. It was like such a bitter pill to swallow to watch all
plot to demoralize the entirety of the country.
That's what Democrats did.
Terrible.
They want you to feel bad about this country.
It was terrible to listen.
You know, I don't know if this is true. I got to check with a historian, but
the plot to demoralize the entirety
of the country. When you go back to 1776 and the founding of this country,
when black folks
want you to feel bad about this country.
They're working in the fields, being demoralized.
You know, I don't know if this is true. I got to check with a historian, but I think
when you go back to 1776,
not made to feel like they could be the man of their household because
massacres
come in at any time.
They're working in the
field,
being demoralized.
Well, here's
women get the demoralization, the dehumanization of mankind,
essentially,
And in not made to feel years, like
they could be the man of their household because
president could come in at any time and just take
probably,
your
probably, I don't even know if it's even possible.
Well, here's another
demoralization, the dehumanization of
Britain
mankind.
Still not had a black prime minister.
We end up and they've been around a lot longer than us.
How can
the
country?
Probably, I don't even know if it's even possible in other cultures to rise to that level. Britain has still not had a black prime minister, and they've been around a lot longer than us as a country. Yeah, think about this.
Playing in the
that's
background.
What I think about when I'm.
I got my quiet time. When I'm
I don't
my
do
yoga.
That.
Lighting up my house, man.
Try Robbie Blind.
Speaking of Robbie Blind, and we're going to get into this convention in the next segment. So
hold your horse, background. Crooked de Blasio. This is in the New York Post.
I don't
De Blasio. $2 million
try
to
Robbie
his wife.
Brian. Speaking of robbing you blind,
Crooked, we're gonna get into this convention.
All
in
of them
next
crooked.
Segment, so
nearly
hold
your horses,
New Yorkers, they write. Maybe
Crooked de Blasio.
The pandemic.
This is in the New York Post. De Blasio.
But first
funnels
lady,
$2 million
to his race staff is thriving.
Crooked.
And Mayor
all
Bill
of them crooked. Nearly a third of New Yorkers,
they write, may be out of work thanks
city
to the
workers
pandemic
assisting
and
lockdown.
Cost taxpayers
$2 million
a year. Most
of the
Mayor
staff is thriving.
Of various
Mayor
city
Bill
agencies,
de Blasio's excuse for it is beyond laughable.
Post reporter,
14 city workers assisting McCray
the
cost taxpayers
$2 million
a year.
City.
Most of it buried in the
payrolls
of various city agencies.
Twice it was
former Post reporter.
Further evidence
pulled together
the
details for online paper.
The city
wiped to win next year's
and her staff,
Brooke de Blasio's
borough president,
is twice the size
it
was in 2018.
Further evidence
that the mayor is using the city's resources to set up
this
wiped to win next year's race
for Brooklyn borough president.
I wonder what that'll cost the city
her running
of New York when she wins
racial,
that.
The racial equality
here's what
de Blasio task force.
This work
well
is about the needs
so
of the people of the city, especially in this crisis.
Thrive New York City
yeah.
Mental
pointing to her running
debacle.
For, quote,
now,
racial the racial equality task force.
Here's what I
as
do.
Well as,
if a
he's so shameless,
tells you it's okay. Gets
universally criticized Thrive New York City mental
here's
health
what I would
debacle.
Suggest. Don't have any money.
Now, I'm
you
not into their local politics. I don't pretend to know.
Money
but here's what
hold
I do
on
know.
Pocket
if a Democrat
stuff.
Tells you it's okay,
because anything that you
hold your pocket
hand on.
And you, here's what I would suggest. Don't have any money. You can't hold all your pockets
doing crisis
if you keep money in all of them. Hold on to the pocket with the most stuff. Because anything that you don't have your hand on, they're going to take.
Baking cookies during
said,
the pandemic.
Many staffers plainly aren't doing crisis work. One is a $70,000 a year videographer paid via the health department who recorded the first lady baking cookies during the pandemic. Another, you're going to love this one, $143,000 a year PR director whose job by definition is to boost her image, not to serve the public. Same for her $65,000 a year associate director of advance. Now, look, I ain't about New York. I don't know what you got going, but I'll tell you this. Y'all are getting ripped off. Because that's what leftists do. They rip you off. And funny stuff happened during the thing that was supposed to be a convention.
This is the Kevin Jackson
when we come
Radio
back, we're
Show.
We're going to touch on it a bit. The post-mortem.
Wake up and
not
text.
Not going to want to miss it because we're going to make it fun.
Text and eat.
Kevin Jackson, keep it here.
Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Under no circumstances should you trust a Democrat. None. That's one you can speak in absolutes on. They are liars. They will scam you. They are scoundrels. There's nothing you can trust them with. You can't trust them with your kids. You can't trust them with your spouse. You can't trust them with your money. You can't trust them with your life. Am I being clear enough? This debacle that they called a convention, whatever you want to call it, it's over. Ended on Thursday night. It was a, oh my gosh, I really I struggle at times to explain to you how bad it was. I really do. But I think we've got a couple of clips we'll play later that'll give you a little bit of an idea. And these come from leftists. These are not people like you and me. These are from people that give the Democrats the Democrats the benefit of the doubt. You got where I got that right, Democrats, because I was saying benefits. My mind is moving fast, and you can keep up if you hear stuff like that. The Democrats, the benefit of the doubt. I love when I catch myself when I know where my language went. You know, the Democrats, because I was going to say benefits, and my mind is there because it tells me what pace I'm at. Anyway, the benefit of the doubt. There are people out there that are, you know, they're dyed in the wool. They don't like Donald Trump, but they watched that and went, oh, Lord. Lord, what are we going to do? I feel like a forensic pathologist today, or forensic something, because it's multiple titles that I feel forensically, you know, empowered today. And I'm not so much a radio show host and a political pundit. Bon Vivant, three-time best-selling book, you know, book of, what do you call it, best-selling author, fellow at the Robert J. Dole Institute of Politics, former Fox News contributor fired for using the term lying skanks in reference to lying skanks. And I could go on. I could go on regaling you with my resume. But I feel like a forensic something today. As if I got a call in the middle of the night to come identify the remains of a badly mangled body. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KevinJacksonShow.com. This ain't your ordinary show. This ain't your ordinary show, Negro. No, this is something you're going to learn, and you're going to go, that was very clever how he put that into that perspective. So I get a call in the middle of the night. It's an unidentifiable body. They say to me, Dr. Jackson, we can't make this out. We've never seen anything like it. I think it was the ghost of JFK who reported this years ago. He reported that the Democratic Party had left his residence, and he hadn't seen it since. He did a missing party report. So police immediately issued a BOLO, that's a be on the lookout, for the Democratic Party. And I'm here to tell you, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, years went by. Because Kennedy was killed, what, 62, 63, 63? What? No, what was it? No, he was killed 68. No, it was Bobby. Whatever year that JFK was killed, while somebody looks up on the internet so I don't look stupid. Anyway, producers, all I'm telling you is the party left JFK's house, and it hasn't been seen since. And people, the party faithfuls, the Democratic Party faithfuls are going, please let the Democratic Party be working in a diner in some little bodunk town, please. Or maybe it's working on an assembly line in some soon-to-be scuttled factory in a big city, and it's under witness protection. I don't know, but we'll see. Somebody please tell me that the Democratic Party's not dead. Yeah. All the reports of seeing it, you know, people going, I think I spotted the Democratic Party. And another one calling the FBI going, are y'all still looking for the Democratic Party? Yeah, I think I saw it. I think I saw it in Baltimore. It was hitchhiking. Now, waste of time. You didn't see it. Yep, illusion from those hoping that the party is still alive. You know, somebody's putting up posters on a these telephone poles. Hey, if you see the Democratic Party, please call us. But Monday, yep, Democrats got word. Democrats. I keep saying that now. Democrats. They found out a body had been discovered a few miles outside of Delaware, and it was in a shallow grave. Yeah. And after DNA analysis, police confirmed that they indeed had found the Democratic Party. So, for those of you who've been waiting, who've been saying, they'll be back, don't change anything in the room, leave the bed as it was, I don't open up the labeled refrigerator food that's got the Democratic Party. I don't know how you were keeping track, but whatever you're doing, you didn't want to change it. Because there were Democrat people out there going, oh, it'll be back. Don't worry, baby. She'll be. And mama's crying, I just want to see the Democratic Party. And then they do news conferences. Listen,
If you have taken the Democratic Party, Antifa, or Black Lives Matter, you mean-spirited colored people, then please understand that she's a human, and don't hurt her.
Yeah.
Making those pleas out there. Please leave her alone. You know, just send her home. Bring her home. And there I said, Democratic Party, we love you. And if you feel like you want to return home, we'll pretend that nothing ever happened. Oh, Lord. Jeez.
Yep, too late. None of it's going to work.
They found the body. But all that was left were bones. Yeah, baby, bones. Nothing but bones. But here's what they were able to figure out. The body was male, but it was also female and it was transgendered. The first discovery of its kind. Mm-hmm. The forensic anthropologist noted there were more details that the body was the body of a Black, Latino, Asian, Afghani, Polish person. Yeah, they could. I don't know how they could figure all that out, but I do watch Bones, and they can. They got all that technology. They could build it from scratch. Now, listed as the cause of death, these additional pathologists told detectives that the body had been raped, tortured, shot, stabbed, run over, robbed, and gagged. Oh, yeah. Yep. They could tell. I'm telling you, it is so sophisticated now, people don't even understand it. Yeah, but I do. Yeah, I was there. I was there for the autopsy. And so finally, this forensic psychologist who examined the body, now proven to be that of the Democrats by way of DNA, suggested that the Democrat Party victim had also been silenced and humiliated over long periods of time, maybe even kept in the dungeon or a bunker. Yeah. I tell you, you can learn a lot when you go to the autopsy. Democrats are in trouble. Their party is dead. Some of them don't even know it. Some of them still hope upon hope that it's out there. But let me tell you why so many of them have left and why Donald Trump is going to get more votes than Barack Obama did in 2008 when we get back. Thanks for listening.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We'll be right back. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Laura is now a hurricane, and it could get even stronger as it approaches Louisiana. Forecasters say it could become a Category 3 or a higher storm as it approaches the Texas and Louisiana coasts, currently 625 miles southeast of Lake Charles, Louisiana. It's day two of the Republican National Convention. The president's elder son, Don Jr., said last night,
"This time the other party is attacking the very principles on which our nation was founded."
First Lady Melania Trump's to speak tonight at the convention. For the second straight night, police in Kenosha, Wisconsin, faced off with angry protesters after a police shooting of a man on Sunday. Jacob Blake seen in a video being shot in the back as he was getting into a vehicle. And you're listening to USA Radio News. More than 14,000 firefighters are working trying to control over 625 wildfires in California today. The CZU Lightning Complex fire, clearly the biggest, it's prompted the largest evacuation orders. CAL FIRE San Mateo Santa Cruz Unit Chief Ian Larkin says,
"We're in this for the long haul. This is a historic event for this unit. We have never seen fire like this in the recent history that we have any records for."
It is night two of the Republican National Convention. Among the speakers tonight, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. But he is getting some flack for his decision to make his remarks from Jerusalem. It breaks with long-standing tradition of secretaries of state trying to appear nonpartisan, especially when they're on foreign soil. Pompeo says this is a personal appearance and no staffers are involved. And this is USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
But the night's big moment was when Joe Biden officially became the Democratic nominee. And for reasons I don't understand, the DNC also made it the weirdest moment. The music, the basement library, the cheap party decorations. I thought the Democrats had millions of dollars for this. Why did it feel like the grand opening of a used Kia dealership? Like, did they blow all their money on the calamari? And by the way, I don't know whose idea this was, but you can't be jumping out from behind Joe Biden like that. The man is 77 years old. You're trying to send him to the White House, not the hospital. I mean, I get that they had to adapt because of Corona, but there must be a middle ground between packed arena and basement school library. A school library isn't where you accept a presidential nomination. It's where you go to have lunch when you don't have any friends. Regardless, Joe Biden is now officially the Democratic nominee.
Yippee! Yay! It was funny. I was watching a video of Joe Biden. I forget where it was, in Clyburn. They were trying to get gin up people to be all excited about it. And Jim Clyburn, you know, member of the leader of the Congressional Black Circus Clowns, you should see the look on his face. He's like, "Man, I don't even know why they made me do this." I'm not kidding. It's like he's looking like, how did they talk me into this? Or why am I accepting this kind of money? They're going to have to pay me a lot more money to do this in the next time, you know, or something like that. It looked like that on his face. I'm not kidding you. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to Hysterical. That was Trevor Noah, the no-talent comedic hack. And he described the Democrats' coming out party as exactly the way I would describe it. He says it was cheap party decorations. It looked like the grand opening of a used Kia dealership. He's giving it too much credit. Some of you saw it. I know you did. Don't even look. You can admit peeking. It's okay. It's what little boys do when they get hit puberty. They're always looking at women's breasts and stuff like that, and they don't want to get caught. You got caught. I know you were looking. It's okay. It's what you're going to do. Okay? You just will never grow up to appreciate the Democratic Party the way you might, you know, some women's breasts if you're not gay. Not saying that it matters, okay? Okay, everybody, okay? He says, "I understand, this is Noah, I understand they had to adapt because of Corona." No, he doesn't. See, what I told you guys, I said this whole thing backfired so badly on the Democrats, and it's horrible. I mean, it's good for us. Think about how God has orchestrated this. He lets the Democrats set up this nonsense and do it before the Republicans so Donald Trump can go, I know this. I'm not going to do it that way. God is looking out for us and looking out for Trump. But they adopt is, you know, to is what's his name said, adapted Trevor Noah because he says of Corona. But they shot themselves in the foot. So they do this in a school library, as he tried to joke, where you go to have lunch when you don't have any friends. But you know what he revealed in his joke? He revealed exactly Biden's problem. Biden doesn't have any friends. I know it's a revelation to think. 47 years in politics, and you know all Biden has? He has people that want something from him. He doesn't have any friends. It was pathetic. One girl that was behind him had on his shirt, no malarkey. It's, again, a term that they ridiculed when Joe Biden came out with the, quote, no malarkey tour. Using a term no person under the age of 40 even knows what it means, or very few. That's Trevor Noah giving you his assessment of what he called the biggest moment of the DNC convention also was, his words, the weirdest. And it was. But it's not going to get any better, folks. Not going to get any better. How do you put lipstick on that pig? The Democrat National Convention of 2020 contained all the splendor of watching an old woman get her fungus-infected toenails painted. That's... Exactly. Yes, it was like that, only worse. But get this. The media, what does it do? It fawns all over. Oh, gosh, Barack Obama was so dreamy. He was the way he was. Let me tell you something. Don't believe it. Don't believe that they, oh, Michelle Obama, look at the necklace she wore and the symbolism that she gave and all this. Don't believe it. They don't believe it for a second. The most irrelevant people on the planet, now that Trump has refurbished the car and taken the wheel. For those who want to argue with me over the relevance of the Obamas, I dare you. I dare you. Bring it. Give me a call. Send me a note. I don't care how you do it. Do it. Just get a hold of me. They fawned over the Obamas because that's all they've been trained to do. They got to fake it. But I'll give you two reasons why you don't have to think any 2 seconds about the Obamas. One, the Obamas pulled out all stops to drag Hillary Clinton's fat buttocks over the finish line in 2016. They got Jay-Z. They pulled Beyonce. They got every major, you know, big act, Bruce Springsteen, Katy Perry, you name it. Barack Obama was making pleas. He put Hillary Clinton on Air Force One before Sanders had even officially bugged out of the race, because he was finally able to admit that he was all, you know, in for Hillary. He couldn't let it leak that, you know, he had already structured the stuff with between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton meeting on the tarmac. You know, impromptu visits and all this other stuff. He was in for Hillary the whole way. Had to make Bernie believe differently. But the point is this. Even with Michelle's big old biceps and Barack Obama weaponizing the DOJ, they couldn't pull it off. They couldn't drag Hillary over the fence. Michelle was like, holy cow, what did she eat? She's dragging like, what is this? Man, she's a lot heavier than she looks. Y'all, Barack, you know how strong I am. I know, Michelle. Just keep at it, girl. Let's just keep at it. Because, look, you know I got everybody working on it. Oh, man. Couldn't get Hillary in. How are you going to get Joe in? Hillary Clinton almost passed out in the getting into the thing, and she was, oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. And here's Joe. Joe's got a brain disease he's trying to cover up. What's going to happen when he does one of these, You know the thing. You know the thing. Oh, man, women are crazy. You know the thing. Woo, Lord, I'm having too much fun now. I forget that I'm doing a radio show. Oh, Lord. Okay, so that was number one. 2016, they were no help for Hillary Clinton. Number two, John Durham. John Durham is the name that haunts Obama and his minions. He is the name that they see in their nightmares. He is the reason they no longer have dreams. John freaking Durham. Soon America and the world, because of John Durham, and a host of other things that the Democrats never thought were going to happen, like getting rid of Jeff Sessions and bringing in Bill Barr and a lot of other stuff in between, we are going to learn the truth about what baby black Jesus did to stop the real great white hope. Why do you think I wrote an article years ago called America Needs a Rich White Republican President? I caught more heat for that. I was in media. Let me tell you how bad it was. I wrote that article. My buddy Joe the Plumber took it and posted it, and I think probably to in his, not in the right way, to his discredit, in its entirety. Megyn Kelly of Fox News, who I knew, you know, at the time I was doing Fox, she thinks Joe wrote the article, and she references that Joe the Plumber is advocating for a white Republican president. So that ends up with a big media storm for Joe because everybody's calling him a white racist. And so Joe's doing media saying, what's funny is I took the article from one of my friends who happens to be black and I reposted it and they didn't even bother to look at the byline. They just associated it with me and suddenly I'm a white, you know, Aryan Nation member. And it ended up being a huge, huge slap in the face to Megyn Kelly, to Fox News, etc. And they didn't even call me on to defend it because it was so bad and Megyn was rising through the ranks of Fox that they didn't want it. The story just died. It died an unceremonious death. But I stand by it. Because, see, Trump is willing to stand in the line of fire and talk about any of the policies that he's made and the decisions that he's made, whether you believe they're good or bad, and he must defend them. Barack Obama doesn't have to defend anything. They've just handed little baby black Jesus his little trophy. Here's your trophy, Barack. Here you go. Here, get your trophy. Yes, I know it's got Nobel Peace Prize on it. Yeah, here you go. That's two reasons right there, I'm telling you. The Obamas are nothing in the scheme of things. We get back, I'm going to tell you what else the Democrat convention didn't have that probably is going to cost them, and they don't even realize it. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
If sat in the Oval Office with both of the men who are running for president, I never expected that my successor would embrace my vision or continue my policies. I did hope, for the sake of our country, that Donald Trump might show some interest in taking the job seriously. That he might come to feel the weight of the office and discover some reverence for the democracy that had been placed in his care. But he never did. For close to 4 years now, he has shown no interest in putting in the work. No interest in finding common ground. No interest in using the awesome power of his office to help anyone but himself and his friends. No interest in treating the presidency as anything but one more reality show that he can use to get the attention he craves.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That right there is the reason why the Democrats, I think, are losing power and losing face. What Barack Obama said, and I talked about this the other day, we didn't play the clip, but I said, Barack Obama told you everything about himself in that little clip. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. Told you everything about his presidency. Says, you might show some interest in taking the job seriously. Yeah, Barack, as opposed to what? Picking brackets and, you know, drinking beers every now and then, going to Detroit and pretending that you drink Flint, Michigan, and just pretending that you can drink the water regularly. Dismissing the real issues that bother people. Talk about a figurehead. Somebody will one day, probably us, will make a documentary on just how bad Barack Obama's presidency was, and we'll do it cleverly in a way that people get it. He went on to talk about you need to be able to feel the weight of the office. Let me tell you what Barack Obama felt the day that he stepped into the presidency. That weight of the office smashed his bony little shoulders into his ankles. He says of Trump, he should discover reverence. What reverence? Disdain is what he discovered. A disdain for what you left, what Barack Obama left. He says, shows no interest in putting in the work. I dare a leftist to tell me that Donald Trump does not outwork Barack Obama. In a month, Donald Trump had outworked Barack Obama for 8 years. Finding common ground? Common ground to whom? That's what Barack Obama says. He should have been interested in finding common ground. Common ground where? Common ground with pedophiles? Common ground with people that want to burn down businesses over nothing? Common ground with people who want to defund the police? Common ground with people who don't really care about women in the Me Too movement? What common ground should we find? What common ground did Barack Obama find when he says, when they bring a knife, you bring a gun? When he says, dismiss Republicans. I'm not working with them. And I could go on. I love that. The last part. The power of the office. Use the power of the office in helping himself and his friends. I'd like to know how. There's a commercial Biden runs and it shows the value of the people in Trump's cabinet. $2 billion, $1 billion, $3 billion, whatever. And they say it is a bad thing. Do you know what it means? It means not a single person sitting in Trump's cabinet has a reason to fleece the public. Not one. They are so wealthy, the only reason why they are working in government is because they are giving back. They don't need the salaries. I would venture to tell you, most of the people in Trump's cabinets, we talk about Trump not taking a salary. I bet you there are others that nobody's even thinking about. I wish Donald Trump had made it part of his thing to say, if you're going to take a position in my cabinet and you're worth over a certain amount, you can't take a salary. You think any of those people need their $200,000-$300,000 a year that's coming in from that job? Unbelievable. That was their highlight, what I just played for you. And it was funny because people were describing it saying, Barack Obama wishes he had an audience so he could stare out in it and wait on the pauses where he thought he was being most poignant. You could tell. The guy, there's not one iota of Barack Obama in his being that believed a word that he said there. You could hear it. If you're a judge of people, you know he sat up there and he was like, God, you know, I'm going to say this because I know I have to say it, but I don't believe it. Here was another, and we got more to talk about with this stuff, so I'm going to cover a lot of this postmortem of the convention. But they wrote this of Tulsi Gabbard. They said, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard, who infamously blasted Kamala Harris on the 2020 primary debate stage, last summer went on to outlast her campaign by months, earned two delegates in the process, says she was not invited to attend the Democratic virtual convention this year. Gabbard revealed the apparent snub when she responded to a Twitter user who claimed it was a tradition for candidates who earn delegates during the Democratic primary to speak at the convention. The congresswoman responded to Twitter user, "You're correct. I was not invited to participate in any way. In fact, what I read was they told her, stay away. We don't want you here." Now, I come back to this because I go back to the decision to select Kamala Harris. Falling in the polls, I don't think she got any delegates. Supposed to bring the black vote, the women vote, the youth vote, the woke vote. All things that Tulsi Gabbard would have actually been better at doing. And she would have been a Sarah Palin-esque, like, you know, a choice. But no, they didn't pick her. Not only did they not pick her, they don't want her. Democrats folk pretended that freak show they call the convention moved the needle, but they're delusional. That debacle was watched by so few people on the network television that Democrats, I kept seeing these little things where, well, although it was a bust on the network TV, the online viewership of the Democratic convention was blah, blah, blah. So they were like, well, while we can't be happy with those numbers, these other numbers are really good. Their online viewership. And I thought to myself, if you think Russians interfered with the 2016 election, wait until you see what Russian bots did to drive the online rating for Democrats. If Democrats are delusional enough to believe that online they had more people watching, because they say they had 28 million online. They only had like 5 million in the regular TV. They say that we had 28 million online who were streaming and watching. You believe it? Do you believe that the Democrats had over 500% more people online than they did on TV watching that? Look, could be. I'm not going to. I didn't take any polls. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. If it's the case, I would be so shocked. I would be more shocked than if. Well, I knew Trump was going to beat Clinton, so I can't even say that, right? I would just be shocked. I would be shocked beyond belief. I don't believe it for a second. These feckless clowns want to cling to these fake news stats no matter how they originate. And the interesting part to me is they have to know that this is a temporary euphoria. This is not going to last. It seems like they're stuck in this idea that let's just keep telling ourselves what we want to hear. We will will it. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. Well, the reality is going to hit, folks. And I think it already has because they talk about the post-conference, you know, the convention, post-convention bounce. And it happens all the time. It almost doesn't matter whose convention it is. You get a, you know, I think the numbers I've seen is you get a 2% bounce on a convention. Well, they didn't get a bounce. We have a clip of it, right? Yeah. Too long? Yep. Okay, well, we'll play it in the next hour. So the Democrats didn't get a bounce, but I do have what the Hill wrote about it. And here's what they said. Democratic strategist Jennifer Holdsworth said that she doesn't expect that Democratic nominee Joe Biden will receive the typical boost in support after the convention. She says the timing and the new format of the convention may mean not all voters are paying attention. That's a really nice way of putting it. Not all voters are paying attention. She says, while I think it's been produced wonderfully, and people like me are paying attention, I don't necessarily see know how if it reaches the average voter in the same way that the normal convention does. She highlighted that the convention is designed as both a pageant to show voters the party and a rally to encourage voters' enthusiasm. Well, I ask you, if you did watch it, and I watched enough of it to let you know it was not good news, Do you think they accomplished either of those things, the pageantry? And did it feel like they got through their base?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.